God that wrote it through his spirit over 66 books, and even more books than that, over centuries of time. God wrote this. He sent it to different ones that were speaking the same things, the same prophetic words. So it's not error. Amen. It's not error in here. People dispute it because they don't know it. The natural man, let me tell you something, the natural man, the natural you ain't going to understand it. You know, I tried to read the Bible and it's like Greek. That's right. Because you don't have the spirit. Amen. It's like you're trying to read another language and you never learned it. How you going to read it? It takes the spirit of God that wrote this inside of you to give you understanding of it. Otherwise, it's just a book. Oh, that Bible ain't true. That's what the devil will try to tell you. And try to keep you bound in. Or all religions. Let me tell you something. There's a saying, all roads. And at one time in history, all roads led to Rome. But all religions, as a matter of fact, no religion leads to God. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm starting to get a little response over here now. So let me tell you, no religion. God is about relationship. And when I say relationship, it's personal. I couldn't get saved on my grandmother's salvation. There had to come a time where I had to make a choice. When God convicted me, I had to make a choice. Just like all of us, we have to make a choice. Nobody can make that choice for you. You have to make it for yourself. There's an age called the age of accountability. Who knows? God knows. When little children, when they grow up to a certain age, they become accountable. As their little children, they're innocent. So they leave here at a young age like that, they're with God. But when they get old enough to make decisions in God's eyes, then they're accountable. And so we see here that there's a tendency with religious spirits to honor God with your lips. You know, you hear even in the sports realm on television, the professional sports and celebrities, some of them talk about God and they're for real. But you almost always hear somebody say, well, as long as the man upstairs. Well, who's the man upstairs? Upstairs in your condominium or your apartment or... What? Who is he? Do you know him? Or is it just fashionable to say the man upstairs? Well, I know the man upstairs. What's his name? What do you know about him? He said, lo, it is written of me in the volume of the books. It is written of me, I come in the volume of the books. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became manifest in the flesh. I'm going somewhere with this because I don't want to sound narrow-minded, but narrow is the way. I don't want to sound prejudiced, but there's only one way. Tell somebody there's only one way. Come on, let's dispel all the myths of religion, because none of them are true. There's one way. Jesus said this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father except through me. Then in the book of Acts, they went on to say, there is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. Think about it. All the others that were supposedly religious leaders died and their bones are in the grave right now. But there's one who history has recorded, not only in the Bible, but history. Other nations and cultures have recorded history of him rising from the grave, just like he said on the third day. I didn't mean to go here, but we're going there. Because someone needs to hear the gospel in a pure form. Adam and Eve were created in the image and likeness of God. They allowed the devil to deceive them, and they fell away from God into sin. And God came and he slew animals and covered them with coats of skin, but he had to drive them from the garden lest they live and eat from the tree of life and live in a sinful state. So he drove them out. Adam had a son named Seth. And Seth was in the image and likeness of Adam, not in the image and likeness of God. Understand? Adam was created in God's image and likeness. But when he fell, he took on another state. He was apart from God. And now his seed was in and after his image. So when we were born into this world, we were born after the image of Adam, the fallen nature. That is interesting, but that's why you don't have to teach children to be naughty. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it from them. And it don't mean whooping them all the time. It means correcting them. It means training them. It means talking to them. It means instructing them. You hard to get along with if you got whooped all the time. Now, let me just clear the air. I didn't get whooped all the time. But when we got it, we got it. There was a strong message sent to us. And we were humbled. So they sinned and they created all of... Now, here's what Jesus did. Jesus came, his name is Emmanuel. The name means God with us. There was not a man that could pay the price to redeem man back to God. There was no one. So God said, we're going to send Jesus. Now that was already the plan before man fell. God knew the story. So Jesus came, born of a woman. Now read your Bible. Not of a man and a woman. Born of a woman. That just don't happen. There's got to be a sperm and an egg. But when Jesus came, there was no sperm or sperma from a man. There was a womb, and then there was God. The Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary. And so that little embryo that was in there was of God. Are you hearing? It wasn't man. Joseph had nothing to do with that. Matter of fact, when Joseph found out that Mary was pregnant, being a noble man, he said, I'm going to put away Mary privately. Because see, what would happen, she would have been stoned to death. He said, no, I'm going to put her away privately. I'm not going to let anybody know. But then God came to him in a dream and said, this is not of man, it's of the Holy Spirit. And he understood that this was God fulfilling prophecy. And so Jesus came forth, born of a virgin. Born of a virgin. Why did he come through the womb? God had given mankind authority in the earth. In Genesis, he said, have dominion of the earth. When man sinned, He through high treason, he gave that dominion to the devil. That's why the earth is, or the world is in the condition that it's in. Not because of God, because of the devil. But when God came through the womb, you see, he gave authority to the earth, or of the earth to man. So in order for him to take back the authority, he had to come through the womb. As a man. I'm going to go a little deep on you here. Everything that Jesus did, he did it as a man. Help me, Holy Ghost. Quiet on that side again. He did it as a man. Son of man. I'm going to say it again. Everything he did, defeating the devil, destroying the works of the devil, he did it as a man. He did nothing as God. He did whatever he saw his father doing as the Son of God. See, that's why the devil tried him. He said, if you be the Son. See, Adam was the first Son of God. Let me say it again. Adam was the Son of God. Okay. I'm going to be patient here. Because somebody's going to get it. A son of God, listen, a son of God is one that is born of God. Adam had no parents. A man and a woman didn't come together to get Adam. God created Adam. Angels, read your Bible, angels are called sons of God. Why? Angels don't have parents. There wasn't a man and a woman came together to create angels. God created the angels. Jesus is called the Son of God. Why? Joseph and Mary didn't come together to have Jesus. The Holy Ghost came, and Jesus came through the womb. Listen, we are called sons of God. Why? Because I'm not saved because I go to church. Something happened in my spirit that man didn't do. God did it. I have a witness on the inside. I've been changed. I've been freed up. Man didn't do it. A preacher didn't do it. God himself. That's why it's personal. You got to know him. Otherwise, you don't know him. You can do all the things in the world you want to do, but until you know him, until he comes to you, you are not a son of God. You can be in church all your life and be lost until you know him. Let me tell you something. Can't nobody tell me today God doesn't love me. Now, that may sound shallow to some, but that's the problem in the church today. Folk don't understand that God loves them and how much he loves the sinner. Not willing that any should be lost. It's the mercy, the long-suffering of God that drew us. In all the stuff I sold, all the women, all the stuff that God was still being merciful. While I was without strength. While I was every Friday night thinking how I'm going to throw away my money, where I'm going, what I'm going to drink, and all this stuff, God was still merciful. He was looking, saying, you know, I'm going to find an opportunity to knock on his heart. I'm going to orchestrate some circumstances that's going to get his attention. I'm going to get him alone and put that hole in his heart to where it's not satisfying to him anymore. And hopefully he'll respond to it. Everybody that got saved, it was God that saved them. Amen. Not a preacher, not a man, not a woman. It was the Lord himself, the Holy Ghost.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.